Hey, everybody, it's Ron Bass at Soar High Personal Development. Here we are in Springfield, Missouri, another beautiful day in the Ozarks. Well, sort of a beautiful day. It's snowing and icy, but what the heck. Anyway, we're here. We've got a special guest today, Mike Rose, martial artist extraordinaire. We've got Davin Hunley, excuse me, he's our producer today, Dr. Charles DeBerry, and Brent Atterbury, our marketing guru. So today, Charlie says we're going to talk about passion.
First of all, I'm glad to have Mike join us today, and the fact that you're also a martial artist person. I'm going to have to start changing the way I act around here to keep from getting in trouble. Anyway, okay, so we started talking about why people work about a week ago. We were talking about that, and I'm not sure we came into any conclusions, but we did come to the idea that a lot of people start their own businesses, become what we call entrepreneurs and stuff. And as some of you know, I guess all of you know, I spent a long time in academia, and one of the things I taught was entrepreneurship, how to become an entrepreneur. Look, so we look at all the books about that, and they all list all the characteristics that a person needs to be a successful entrepreneur, and one of them is that you've got to be passionate. You've got to be passionate about what you're wanting to do. And here is my question. It's the big question. What the hell does that mean? What does it mean to be passionate about your idea? Anyone got any ideas? Or is this just something we throw out and assume everybody knows?
In my opinion, like, to be passionate about something would be, you know, you're waking up with purpose. You have good reasoning why you'd wake up for this. And, you know, not with no hesitation, that you wouldn't have any second guesses. You go straight to the point. And I think that's a main key if you're ever doing anything, like finding that passion. Because if you don't have it, like, backing behind you, like spiritually, it's your sole purpose, you're not going to get the results you're looking for, especially if you're like kind of just dabbling in it. And if we're talking about strictly passion. But that's for me how I feel. Like,
can you be successful without passion, Mike?
No. I don't think
you think could. That's a key ingredient.
I think it's very important, because people want to feel that conviction and that realness. And I think anybody that's real or recognizes real, they would sense that. If, you know, I think intelligent people or high IQ people would sense that.
But I've seen some of your students that have athletic ability, but not necessarily
low
passion,
IQ,
but they have certain
or their passion.
But they have some success in their skill level.
You know, you see do or you seeing it, like, if you anything that you do, like, your niche, right? Anything you do, you see it and you're like, you know, I can replicate that, and you believe that you can. But there has to be that passion, which makes it different. It's the person who's, you know, I think for me in general would be, I don't know, I think passion has to come first.
So as a coach, you can see some things maybe that as a student, me as a student, cannot see. And then in that student,
I think at your level, it's really hard to say. At your level, you can almost see. The thing is, you're not as foggy as most people. I could literally sit in your room and we could have a discussion about, like, I say martial arts, right? We could have a discussion about this.
By the way, Mike is owns his own gym, Soar High Jiu-Jitsu, and he's the coach there, of course.
Yes. Thank you. But it's a good topic. Talking about passion. But if I sat you in the same room and, like, say, like, if I brought Brent or DeBerry in, you know what I mean? And we would talk.
Dr. DeBerry,
yeah. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Don't hurt me.
Heavy on the doctor.
Yes. But if I brought you in the same room and we've already seen these things many times, our IQ becomes greater just because of the fact, not because we're smarter than them. We just have done it. Our passion has been there. We're trying to make them see our vision of passion. They already know we're passionate people because of our descriptions, our discussions of what we see. Like, we're like the pioneers almost. But our thoughts and our minds are not as foggy.
Can we teach people passion?
No, I don't think you could.
Okay, I don't think it could. I understand, I think.
Go
but,
ahead.
But here's the deal. You say, well, you need to be passionate, and if you're passionate, you're certainly, let me comment, you know, Ron said, well, some athletes can be pretty skilled and they're not passionate, but we may find that people who are passionate reach a whole new level of achievement and mm-hmm. accomplishment. The difference between someone who's just good and somebody who's great.
Yeah. Charlie, how do you develop passion? How can we help people out there to understand what that is, and how can they get there?
Well, I think it's a real issue.
Or can they get there?
I'm not sure they can, because I'm going to be a wet blanket here for a minute, and that is that.
That's a good term. I use that term in jiu-jitsu. Okay. Go ahead,
man. Visually, that just doesn't
for hundreds
look right.
of
millions. It's a good term. I use that in jiu-jitsu. I say it about them. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
No, it's all right. For hundreds of millions of people. And I was talking to my 23-year-old daughter about this the other day. For hundreds of millions of people, follow your passion is the most meaningless phrase they know of. Follow your passion bounces off them and has nothing. They just go, I don't know what that means. And it seems that that's maybe a cool idea if you can afford it. And that's my next idea is I can be passionate about all kinds of things. I can be passionate. You know what? I have a passion. I would like to own maybe a large number of Clydesdales or other draft horses, riding horses, and have a ranch that goes with it, of course. And I would like to teach riding lessons to perhaps children or who have challenges and so forth. I have great passions. I don't have the dime to do it.
But I would say desire and passion. Desires and passion, that's something you have to weigh in, you know what I mean?
That's a good distinction.
You know what I mean? Like what you were just speaking about, I was like, you know, you have to fall in the line of desire. Desire is pretty great.
I think you can teach someone a trade or a job that they can become passionate at. And they weren't passionate before, so you're not really teaching.
What's the trigger?
Passion.
What is it that helps?
It's different for everybody, but you know, hypothetically, I've seen this happen over and over. I've seen people in sales organizations when you show them how to sell, and they get that big check. They want more. They're passionate. They go out.
Yeah.
They work
That's
their tail
now.
Off.
That's
but
motive.
They didn't have that before.
Addressing the people out there in the audience that are just sort of dead inside, that are looking to us to find some sort of inspiration. What can they do to light this fire? What can they do to find this passion?
I can tell you from personal experience, there were many jobs that I have done over the years that I was not passionate about. I did it out of fear, or I had to support my family.
By your means.
And then
yeah.
I found something I was passionate about years later. So I think it is
time.
They have to try things
When you say time, you mean over the course of time, trying different things until you find something that triggers you, to find your passion?
I think every human knows what they want to do.
Deep down inside.
Yes, I think as soon as they find
it, I
don't.
I disagree.
Just fear, they're not willing to pull that trigger. They're not willing to take that chance to try something.
I'm saying, say, imagine a drug addict. A drug addict knows he wants to do drugs. Our executive producer is getting on to me.
Dang.
He's busting my chops.
Dang.
Pretend like you're singing.
Okay, here we go. Hey, you don't want that.
I forgot to mention Mike's also an accomplished...
Keep it clean, though, Mike.
Yeah, keep it clean.
I forgot to mention Mike is also an accomplished artist. He has his own music business, and he performs and records, and that's another one of his accolades.
Thank you.
I want to pick up on it. So Mike has several things. He's really... I mean, you are passionate about some things you do. You also mentioned a minute ago that you thought time was a factor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's where I was talking about all the hundreds of millions of people.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
Okay, now,
I'm gonna cut you
so
off.
You have those. And again, if I this is a quick example. One of my jobs early on was working at a plant that makes whiskey barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And my job was to stand in one spot for 8 hours, and when a whiskey barrel lid would arrive in front of me, I was to hit it with a hammer. If it fell apart, it was a reject, and I threw it one way. If it stayed together, it was good, and I threw it the other way. I was quality control, all right? And so you could do that for 8 hours, all right? And then you were beat to hell tired, and you know, to think of what am I passionate about was to grab a six-pack, watch a television show, and go to bed because I was going to do it the next day. Now, I was young. I didn't have a family. I didn't have anything. I could quit that job, and I did. but I nudged the guy beside me who looked like he had some strange look in his eye, and he was an older guy, and I nudged him one day, and I said, "How long have you been doing this?" And he looked at me and said, 40 years.
Oh, my gosh.
40 years of this man's life. Now, this guy is what I'm calling you. They, let me one more thing. The FedEx example. Young men, this is a thing, a big deal now. They go into FedEx. They make good money. Good money.
What is good money?
Good money for a young man, $50,000 a year in this area of the world, okay? And make $50,000 a year, and they are young and healthy, and they can do it. They do it for a few years. Then they realize they probably can't do it forever, but they can't find anything. They're budgeted for it. They've got families for it. They've got everything else, but they're stuck.
That was a topic about Brent, about what I consider motive. You'd have to do it for motive.
So, know, yeah, and we've got, yeah, so we've got three or four things going here. Motive versus desire versus passion.
That's very, but they're all related.
Yes.
So, Charlie, back to the whiskey story. If they would have given you whiskey at the end of the shift, would that have motivated you?
Yes. For him, he'd be like, yeah. He's all over the place.
You know, Brent and I talked off mic one day, but just about how if you try a whole lot of things, and I think Ron and I talked about this too, the more things you try when you're young, the more likely you are to find something that, that's
what's
really
what's the old saying? If you throw enough mud against the wall,
something will stick.
And yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so back to the audience that's listening today.
Right.
If you're struggling and you don't know what's up, what to do, where to go, how to find your passion, how to find your desire, you know what? Try different things. Try jujitsu. Try opening up your own company. Try going to the gym. Somewhere along the line, if you keep pulling that trigger every single day, you're going to find something that's going to make you happy, and then pursue that going forward.
That's my
suggestion.
But Ron, I agree. That's a great idea. But I'm talking about there's also a message in here for the guy who can't just go, gee, honey, I'm going to quit my job and start my own jujitsu, business. I mean, he can't do that.
Well, or be a student is what I'm suggesting too. Be a student of the art.
You're saying go, yeah. So I think that's the thing we can focus is how do you
fitness? Fitness is a big part of everything, mentally and physically.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach that person who doesn't have the luxury of time or resources.
Well, I think everybody has time. They just don't know how to manage it. That's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother day.
We could go 15 seminar, more minutes
right?
about this.
But
subject.
Everybody's
I like
got
this
the
subject.
Time. It's just the reality is people make excuses. You know why? Because they're afraid of losing. They're afraid their ego won't let them try because you know what? They feel like if I lose, I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm going to embarrass myself. I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I get all that. And that's a whole nother topic on another day, another seminar as well. But trying to touch on all these different things today, I think is important.
I think may rethink some of this stuff in terms of the way we've divided some different issues that came into play here and maybe pursue this some more next time.
A part two of passion.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good idea.
So not to close it out yet, but we're getting really short on time. I just want to make a couple of points here. Check out our YouTube channel, which is Soar High Personal Development, and listen to our podcasts. All of our podcasts are uploaded there. We also have a Facebook page, which is called Answers for Your Life. That's the numerical number 4, Answers for Your Life. And then we also have a website, Answers for with the number, answersforyourlife.com. Charlie's got a number of blogs on that website that are very informational, very inspirational as well. And speaking of inspirational, Charlie, what's our topic for next week?
Well, I think we'll probably go ahead and pick up on look at passion a little differently. Look at passion from a few different angles.
So we're going to talk about passion.
I agree.
More
I
passion.
I think it'll, there's so many different.
Get more opinions about it.
Yeah, there's so many different tentacles to that we'll probably do that. And then we may get into risk-taking behavior and stuff.
All right. Mike's got something to say.
I want to say thank you, gentlemen, for having me today. And Dr. Barry, good questions. And hopefully one of these days we'll go back to the topic. But his idea, having other opinions about passion is a very good idea. Thank you, Dr. Barry. Thank you, Brent. And thank you, Ron Bass, for having me.
Yes, sir.
You can close it out.
All right, guys. For Soar High Personal Development, have a great day.